What made you want to go up there and tell the council people that about the situation in Ferguson?
Because I don't believe that it was being addressed the right way. There seems to be that the media does not actually get the real message out there. The problem is not the looting and things like that. We need these jobs. We need better and living and housing conditions up there. People need to start getting out to vote. We need all these issues that are not being solved by the council. All the wrong issues are actually being discussed and brought up by the council. But none of the issues with jobs, why we can't get jobs in our own neighborhoods, why can't we get better educations, just like the people in West County and South County. We need people investing in our businesses in North County, and we're just not getting it. And they're talking about Ferguson, everything, but I try to direct the attention to something else that really matters to North County. And it's a shame that all these people in Ferguson and North County have to live this way, as we're not paying attention to, is a lot of these people in North County are actually living below the poverty line, mm-hmm. or actually living in the lower middle class section, or in the they're not living like the people in West County and South County and Mid County. They're usually wealthier people.
Where do you live, first of all?
North County.
Which city?
I live in University City.
University City. I think that's a really astute observation, because I actually have been following kind of the fragmented nature of North St. Louis County. And you're right, there are some municipalities there that are very poor or have pockets of poverty. There's some sort of like Ferguson, which are kind of in between, and there's some which are actually really nice. Like, I don't know if you've been to Greendale or Pasadena Hills, but those are pretty nice municipalities there. What do you think it's going to take for leaders to take North County seriously?
People need to get out to vote. That's the main thing. And a lot of people, and the reason why they can't, there are some pretty good excuses for people who can't get out to vote. The reason why some people can't get out to vote, because on those Tuesdays, they're thinking, well, I can't go to the polls. I have to get to work. I have to get my hours in so that I can provide for my family. But there's also... But you should still be able to get out to vote. I understand that there are some issues with that, because a lot of these people are living in poverty. I can get that. But you should still at least try to get out to vote. Cast an absentee ballot. Do something like that. At least try to get that vote in there some kind of way. And then we have crisis in Ferguson, and people don't want McAuliffe handling the situation. And he's in there now just because you didn't get out. Most of those people who are out there protesting didn't cast a vote in on August 5th.
That's very astute, because he won with like 72% of the vote, and he ran against somebody who many people thought was a serious candidate. Have you ever been to Ferguson before this situation?
Yes.
What was kind of your impressions of it before this entire, you know, media circus surrounded the town?
Well, since a week passed by the area to go to my aunt's house pretty much like every Sunday or something. So
when you go to Ponderosa.
Yes, when we go to Ponderosa over there as well. When that happens, we always go through that area. And when we saw the destruction, I thought it was terrible. I think the neighborhood is a pretty good area, but I think it still needs improvement. And that's what pretty much most of North County needs. Like you said, there are some pretty good-looking areas in North County. But Ferguson and areas around it still could use improvement.
One of the things that you were worried about is that in some black neighborhoods, the police are primarily white, and they don't look like the people that they represent. I'd like you to elaborate on that a little bit, and why does that bother you?
Absolutely. And another issue that I think is facing us is that, you know what, why can't we get jobs in our own neighborhoods? That's something that I should have said earlier. But, you know, there's a problem with the people of the majority working in our neighborhoods. And a lot of people have problems with that, because when there are these people in our neighborhoods, we can't get jobs in our own neighborhoods, and we have to go all the way out to West County or South County or wherever the jobs are. And what we do is we have to take buses out there, because a lot of us don't have cars. So that's another thing people need to take in hand. And so when things like that happen, I mean, when we have white people of the majority as police officers, what happens is that when police officers don't have these, what they call the cameras that a lot of people are talking about, when they don't have these cameras, they're going to do what they want to do. If they want to use a excessive force on people of the minority in North County, they're going to do it. And those cameras, if they know they have those cameras on them, they will stop using what they so call excessive force. So that's why I'm for that, all for that. But think about it. Think about if minorities were in all the white neighborhoods. Think about if they were the majority in those neighborhoods. Would they treat those people right? Some of them will, but a large minority of them won't. And that's the same thing that is happening in the minority community, because those people are not of those color. You will generally treat your own people better than you do people from another race or another country or whatever.
And I have to stop the interview. My wife actually just asked me to call her really quickly. Okay. So if you could just hang tight for a minute, okay. I'll be right here and we'll keep rolling, because I'm liking this so far. This is kind of going to be an uncomfortable question to me, but what do you think of the media's coverage of the Ferguson situation so far?
I don't think that the media is necessarily handling the right way. A lot of these, especially the TV shows, a lot of them want to show and talk about the bad part, the looting. And I believe they should be talking about the issues that I talked about, the how bad is Ferguson. They're not understanding that Ferguson, half of their income actually comes from them stopping people. That is terrible. I mean, who stops people to get half the income for the city? And I believe over 80%, what I saw on TV, 80% of those stops were actually of people who were African Americans, the majority, which makes up 67% of the population there. I think that's absolutely crazy that only about 17% of these stops, I believe, are from whites and Hispanics and Latinos. And it's like that just because these people in Ferguson are African-American, they're being targeted because they are African-American.
So my question to you, I mean, you're 11 years old, you can't vote yet, but obviously you're very engaged, because a lot of the things that you just told me are being talked about by people who are much older than you. What do you kind of want to do going forward as far as politics when you're a little bit older? Are you interested in maybe running for office one day, or working with campaigns, or going to help, you know, do the things that you talk about with education and jobs? What do you want to do kind of with your life with this interest in politics?
Absolutely. I do want to run for a seat when I get older, because politicians, they're just there. They don't need – some of these politicians, they don't need to be they don't go to whatever, the Jefferson City or City Hall or Washington, D.C. to actually fix the problems. They go there for the title, or they go there for their own political interests, and they don't go there for their districts. I want to go to wherever I get my seat to actually represent the people. I might have political interests that the majority of people in my district don't support. That's okay. I can change it. That's not what politicians in Washington say. That's not what politicians say in Jefferson City say. That's not what the politicians in my city, my own city say. That's not the way the county council does it either. They don't change their views. They keep their own views, and they really don't care what the people of their districts think. And a lot of these people, they don't care either, or they do care, they just can't vote.
Now, something just popped to mind since you've been there for 3 months. You were there when the county council was going nuts, right?
Absolutely.
What was your thoughts about that? Because as a reporter, I was kind of taken aback by the rancor and just the sheer ugliness of that. As an observer, you must have had a completely different take on it. I'm interested in hearing it.
I also want to talk about that race with Charlie Dooley.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Absolutely. So let's just meld that into one question. What did you think of that race, and what was your experience at those council meetings while that race was going on?
I think it was a heated race. Now, Charlie Dooley's campaign, let me say that, the county council was just out of control. Like Hazel Irby said, as soon as this race is, soon comes August 5th, this will all be over. I think that, and she was right, came August 5th, it pretty much just stopped. But, you know, I thought it was pretty ridiculous that you had adults acting like children on elected officials acting like children on a board. I just didn't get it. And then, I mean, just wacko. And then, you know, about that race, I thought it was devastating.
How come?
Because Charlie Dooley, I mean, I thought he was really going to win re-election.
Yeah, why do you think he lost so badly?
Well, a lot of switch voters.
You mean like Republicans voting for Democrats?
Exactly. And that's what he did from the beginning. He courted a lot of Republicans to he's a conservative. He so calls himself a conservative. And, you know, I mean, I think he courted a lot of Republicans to come vote in his primary. And if Republicans did set that up, that was a good strategy for them to have told all those Republicans to vote in a Democratic primary. But let me tell you the reason why I think this. This is the reason why I think this is because, you know what? People said that they thought Charlie Dooley would be more vulnerable than Steve Stanger, but I actually don't think that because a lot of those Charlie Dooley supporters, I don't believe are going to support Steve Stanger in November. I've heard many people come in other radio stations and say that, well, come November, we're voting Republican. We're not voting for Steve Stanger. So I believe that Steve Stanger needs to get out there to those voters who are not voting for him, at least do something. I mean, especially people in North County where the Charlie Dooley base is. I mean, a lot of those people are like, nope, we're not casting a vote for him. We think he doesn't support the African-American community. We believe he doesn't support seniors. We believe that he doesn't support our education. That was more of a political stunt that he had pulled there. So in November, I want to see if Steve Stanger can actually pull it off. I just want to see if he can actually do it. And how is North County really going to vote? Where is that pretty much going? And I think I think it's going to be weird. I want to see what Mr. Page does. I want to see the new council member act. I want to see everybody do something for North County because it's not being done. Like, you know, Hazel Irby's bill that would have put $25,000, I believe, into this new pot of money. I believe that bill should have been passed. I mean, these things are not being done. And then the other members on the board act like they don't care. And that's a bad thing. And, you know, like Mr. O'Mara's district, he has a lot of African Americans in his district. He should have been one of the main people voting for that bill that Hazel Irby brought up. And for him to sit out like that, that should have sparked activism in North County, the North County, where Florissant and Blackjack and Bell Fountain and Riverview, all those people should have got out to vote it. And if I lived in that district, I would have tried my hardest and cast a vote against him when he comes up for re-election.
So my last question for you is this. How do you get people who are your age as interested in politics as you are?
A teacher came up to me who teaches about this. She has a kids voting program, and when elections come up like that, she actually has this website where you can just go on. They teach you who the candidates are, and you vote, actually. But, you know, I believe that we can continue that program. I believe that maybe we should start funding it as a county, as a state, and as a country. We should start funding programs that do that, and we should expand those programs, involve more teachers in doing that. But I don't know if she's retired or whatever. Get retired teachers. Get people who will just volunteer their time to do it. Get people who know about it to do that. So I think we need to, as well, have teachers in the classroom teach about voting. I think that's a very important issue that needs to be brought up by the people. And I hope that the new generation will continue to vote because in primaries, the amount of people voting has actually dropped in many states.
One other thing. I think Hazel Irby mentioned you got a senator to speak at your school. Who was that?
That was State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal. She was, we spoke about a lot of issues, like them putting a statue of Rush Limbaugh in the, and they put cameras on it? Come on! I mean, I thought that was ridiculous. I mean, especially for the people who specifically don't agree with him. I thought that was an extremist thing that the Missouri State Legislature would do. And I really don't approve of the Missouri State Legislature or our so-called moderate governor, who I call a conservative. But, you know, I really don't approve of either one of those.